Up next, Rates Take, brought to you by the totally honest and truthful folks at www.believewhatyouhear.org, where everything you hear on the internet is 100% pure, unadulterated, and unedited truth. Let's keep it real. Today's take, anime for kids? Please, don't make me shove a claymore up your ass. Why is it that many folks in the States still think that all Japanese animation should be kids-friendly? Why the hell does that still happen when all of us elite critics made of anime literati anime geeks for artistic moving pictures have already learned the secret of anime, that it is definitely not for kids? So get it with the program, people! Which part of anime makes it kids-friendly? Which part? Is it the part where a female warrior with a supermodel-like body named Claire holding a huge-ass Scottish sword whacking dudes amid monsters with strange faces and claws? Is it the part where a totally nice and kind Chinese-American lady with big breasts named Rebecca using a pirate-class special costume Beretta blowing out the brains of 20-plus men? Is it the part where three first-year Japanese senior high school girls going to the girls' locker room and finding unused tampons lying around everywhere, freshly trimmed pubic hair on tissues, and gobs of athlete's foot fungus cream sticking on the walls? Which part is it? Of course, there are shows made for children, even in the land where octopus parts overflow people's pizza boxes, rice wine dripping out of public drinking fountains, seaweed sticking out of people's butt cracks, and animation with squeaky little beasts firing eye beams at one another. Of course, there are some, but to the average highly sensitive, superbly responsive, and utterly moral folks of our great US of A, not only there should be kids-friendly anime, but everything anime from Japan should be made kids-friendly. Oh dear me. In any case, when you want to see a kids-friendly anime, why don't you go to your local Blockbuster, go to the kids section, and pick up a copy of Pokemon? There's your kids-friendly anime. As long as you can stand the violence that these squeaky little bees regularly dish out to one another while saying phrases like
Pikachu!
Or
Chicklybri!
Or
I don't want stinky cheese!
But please, don't be whispering loudly with your local cooking club lady friends at a DVD store while looking at an innocent but sexy-looking man of anime fandom with a heavy backpack that reads, "Anime is my daily bread," who may just happen to be me, somebody I know, and then tell your friends, "Oh my god, look at that strange man! He's holding a pornographic cartoon with girls in sailor uniforms and monsters with hooks, claws, and tentacles." That concludes today's take. Thanks for listening. This segment was brought to you by the totally honest and truthful folks at www.believewhatyouhear.org, where everything you hear on the internet is 100% pure, unadulterated, and unedited truth. Let's keep it real.